I must say this is a very difficult topic to preach on. Hardly any pastor will endeavor to speak on this topic. However, if we're going to talk about issues impacting the church, this is one of the most serious and debilitating issues in the church today. I've called it simply the pervasiveness of pornography. Now, there's hope. There is hope for those who are involved in this, who are so impacted by it. And I'm going to give some resources either next week or the week following on resources that can help you. I've read through myself that would help you. Maybe you're not involved to keep out of it, or if you're involved, to have rescue from that. And I would say men, but I want you to know, statistics say now almost a third of those who watch pornography are women now online. And I'm going to give you some devastating statistics tonight. We're going to look what the Bible has called us to. And so tonight I want to simply remind us of, and to, if I was doing like a persuasive speech, to tell you that pornography is very pervasive, even in the church today. And so I'm going to couch, I may not read the definition exactly like it is, I just to save and not be so explicit, etc. So I'm really careful. If you know anything about me, I'd be very careful about using certain words, etc., from the pulpit. There'll be a little bit more of that, and this obviously because of the topic, but I will be very careful. Anyway, let's read what the Bible says. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified." And maybe our key verse would be right here along with verse 3. "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit." May the Lord's blessing to the reading of his word. I think of the word from Peter, "Be holy, for I am holy." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I beg your help tonight. I pray that you'd forgive me of sin, empty myself. I pray that you'd fill me with your spirit. Lord, this is such a pervasive plague in the world today, and it reaches its tentacles deep into the church as well. I pray, Lord, that you'd help me to say nothing amiss. May I not be ugly or inappropriate. I pray, Lord, that your scripture would be preeminent, yes, but we also would see the importance of dealing with this issue and not simply sweeping it under the rug. So, Lord, help me tonight. I beg your help, please. I'm nothing and you are everything. So, Lord, be with Cindy downstairs teaching. I pray that you bless her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to give you some statistics, some verses together, and sort of keep that all going together. I've got 18 pages of notes. I just say I'm not getting through all 18 pages, so not to worry. I really try to keep track of the time as well, what time we have. But this is such an important issue. For example, if one partner is involved in pornography, it increases infidelity rates by 300%. 300%. We find, someone mentioned this as possibly the American Heart Association used to say the silent killer, the heart attack. What's sort of like pornography is in the church, the silent killer. It kills marriages, it kills homes, it kills churches without warning, it seems, plainly. Though we as believers, we have been called not to uncleanness, but to holiness, to be set aside. I tell you, almost, it's the elephant in the room. Pornography in the church today is the elephant in the room. No one wants to talk about it. No one wants to preach about it. Matter of fact, I read a statistic where 93% of pastors said it's an important issue, but only 7% were going to do something about it. So that's why I've got resources. I've read through the resources, and if we need help, we need to get help. It is a devastating. I tell you, pornography is as addictive as cocaine and heroin. I really, really believe that. And if you listen to nothing else, listen to this regarding pornography. Either you are actively fighting or you're passively losing. Either you are, as a man especially, you are actively fighting or you're passively losing the battle with pornography. Now, what is the pervasiveness of it? 35% of all internet downloads are pornographic. What is pornography? From the dictionary, it says the quality of spreading widely or present through, pervasiveness. Pervasiveness. And why do I use this descriptor? Pervasiveness is the quality of spreading widely or being present throughout an area, a group of people. For example, pervasiveness of violence on TV. The fact of being present, of being noticeable. It's like when I have a marker at work. It's a Marks-a-Lot marker, a real big one, and I put the cap off, and I'll write like Martin Steele on an envelope and put the cap on, and that smell lasts for like an hour. It's one of the most pervasive smells around. It's like when you cook with garlic or liver. When you put liver, you fry a liver, it like permeates the whole house with this liver smell. Or bacon. That's not so bad. Bacon. Bacon smell. Bacon permeates the whole house. Pornography is that pervasive. It's like a pervasive hairstyle. It's very, very common. Bald, very, very common, pervasive. Pervasive things can't be escaped. Playing video games is a pervasive among children. Did you see last week where China is now going to regulate the online time that children can use to play video games? You can up it one was hour a day if you on the week. I can't remember. It was 3 hours. It was like amazing. They're covering every single child in their country. How do they do that? Well, they've got everybody tied in. We're all tied in together. It's coming to us soon, to a store, a place near us. Pervasive. Defined as pervasive, Merriam-Webster Online says, existing in or spreading through every part of something. Pervasive odor is most often used of negative sense, like a pervasive problem, a stench that's pervasive. Occasionally, it's in a good sense, like pervasive calm. It's like if I were sitting on a lake in Ely, Minnesota, and it was getting dark, and I was sitting there, and there were no mosquitoes, which would be a miracle, and you could hear the loons calling. Ah, pervasive calmness. That's pervasive. Matter of fact, the Motion Picture Association of America started using this word in 1990s, pervasive language. Most movies, as we know, have language, but if it has pervasive language, it refers to pervasive profanity inside the movie. Pervasiveness of pornography. Yes, it is an issue impacting the church. Now, pornography can be defined as this, printing of or visual material containing explicit description of various things that should be done between a man and a woman who are married to each other in privacy. So there we go. We know what pornography is. It's pictures, it's videos, it's things that should not be done or seen by people, period. Yes, pervasive. Now, what has God called us to? Well, God's called us to purity and holiness. It says there in our text in 4:7, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And I think of the word purity. Purity is a condition or quality of being pure, freedom from anything that debases, contaminates, pollutes, the purity of drinking water, or freedom from admixture of modifying addition, ceremonial or ritual cleanness, freedom from guilt or evil, physical chastity. And from a recovery village online, 1 in 3 visitors of all websites, adult websites now, is a woman. 1 in 3 visitors on all websites. Porn is so debasing to women. 97 or 98% of all of those who are trafficked into the porn industry are women. The child who are trafficked into pornography, average age is 12.8 years old. There are 757,000 convicted sex registered offenders in America, and 100,000 are AWOL. They don't even know where they are. 100,000 in America are AWOL. Sexual immorality and sexual trafficking and pornography all go hand in hand. The people who are watching this, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's daughter. And only by God's grace, there goes you and I. The statistic was 98 or 99% of women who are involved in pornography were abused as a child. I tell you, it's discouraging. I mean, I spent a week on this study and getting statistics. And listen, God has not called us to this. You and I need to stand firm on the purity of the Christian. From the Freedom Forum Institute, David Hudson says regarding the First Amendment, he says, pornography refers to material dealing with physical intimacy designed to arouse its readers and viewers. Webster Dictionary defines pornography as writings, pictures extended primarily to arouse an intimate desire. Now, there are two types of pornography that receive no First Amendment protection, praise the Lord. Obscenity and child pornography are not covered under the First Amendment. Thank the Lord for that. It is obscenity remains one of the most controversial issues. It was in 1964 in a Jacob Ellis versus Ohio that Justice Potter Stewart says, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. And he said that we're faced as a Supreme Court with the task of trying to define what is maybe indefinable. From the Demand Project in 2013, the FBI says that 2,500% increase in the last 10 years of child exploitation and abuse. 2,500%. That was written, that would be from 2003 to 2013. Now, can you trace with me what has changed in our society that in this 21st century, why has there been such an explosion? Can I just tell you that Pornhub, one is receives, it is about 2.3 trillion visits per month. Only people that are more than that are Google, the Chinese Google, YouTube, and about seven that are more than that. The two top porn, one is over 3 trillion. Pornhub's a little bit under 3 trillion visits per month. Per month. And that's just one of, there's several large such sites across the world. And I'm not even talking about the dark web. I believe this is all just regular internet. And don't, if you don't even look, I've never seen it, never looked it up. I don't even know how to get to it. Don't get to it, period. From the Taylor, but also I need to, this regarding which I was reading when I did a series on capital punishment. Every single convicted multi-murdering person had pornography in his background. Every single multi-murdering person had pornography. Now, it doesn't say that every person that watches pornography is a murderer, mass murderer. But every single one that had been, pornography is part of their lifestyle. The average child molester molests 117 times before he's ever caught. Male offenders, if male offenders molest girls, it's usually there are 52 ladies, girls they've molested. And as boys, the average is 150 children they have molested. I'm telling you, we are in it. We are a society consumed. And I think what has happened in our church, we've moved the goalpost. What do you mean by that, Pastor Tim? I mean that what in the 60s and 70s everybody would agree upon was just wrong. We shouldn't even be involved in that. It's edgy. Now we put the goalpost over here, and what was edgy and undoubtedly wrong in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, undoubtedly wrong, now we put it over here, well, it's okay. And what's wrong is that, oh, that's wrong. Really explicit things, those are wrong. But these now, well, we've sort of gotten used to it. Have you gotten used to women kissing? On TV, have you gotten used to women kissing? I trust we never do. You see how our we've been broken down by the mass media? I tell you, I know smartphones and the internet have a lot of good things, but I tell you, we're the worst for them. I've pretty much decided after studying this material, we would have been better off, for the most part, I know, except for communication, without the internet and without. I tell you, it's been consumed with, taken over by inappropriate material. Now, that's my personal opinion. Probably no one may even agree with that. But what does Taylor and Francis Online says, pornography is deemed, material deemed intimate, given the context that has primary intention of arousing the consumer and is produced and distributed with the consent of all persons involved. Can I just tell you, a lot of pornography is not produced with the consent of people involved. Sex trafficked people are involved in this, and they don't want to be, but they are. Back to the good side, purity. What's he called? We call this the holiness. Turn with me, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We see the verse, just this word twice, just a few pages over, 1 Timothy 4:12. 1 Timothy 4:12 says for us here, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Hagnia means sinlessness of life. In 5:12, we have the word the second time in the New Testament. 5:12 of 1 Timothy 5 verse 12 says for us, well, that must be the right verse. That's not the right verse. Anyway, purity is used twice there in the New Testament. It means to freedom from adulterating matter, and according to dictionary.com, cleanness or clearness, freedom from evil or sin, innocence, chastity, freedom from corrupting elements. I tell you, can we substantiate, Pastor, can you substantiate the pervasiveness of pornography? Absolutely, yes. Even in the church, yes. Huge issue. Even in 2016, this was part of the one party's political plank. Listen to this. The internet, quoting now, the internet must not become a safe haven for predators. Pornography with its harmful effects, especially on children, has become a public health crisis that is destroying the lives of millions. We encourage states to encourage to fight this public menace and pledge our commitment to children's safety and well-being. We applaud the social networking sites that have barred sex offenders from participation. We urge energetic prosecution of child pornography, which closely linked with human trafficking. End quote. From the Journal of the Witherspoon Institute, October 9 of 2013, by Morgan Bennett, is called the new narcotic. New neurological research reveals that porn is potently addictive as heroin and cocaine. The writer says, the other day I overheard a guy say that Starbucks was the greatest drug dealer in the United States. Now, being a guilty party to that sort of drug dealing, I was excused myself from discussing that merits of that charge. But what if I told you, the author says, that the internet is the greatest drug dealer in the United States? A growing body of research supports such an assertion as it relates to a new narcotic, internet pornography. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health estimated in 2008 that there are 1.9 million cocaine users. According to the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, there is an estimated 2 million heroin users in the United States, with some 600,000 to 800,000 considered hardcore addicts. Compare those numbers with 40 million regular users of online pornography. Matter of fact, I will tell you this, Pornhub has 120 million people who every single day, 120 million. The new drug, again, statistics from online industry, enough porn was watched in 2016 on one website, just one, that all the data would fill up 194 million USB sticks. If they were put together, it would wrap it completely around the moon. That's how much information, 2016. In 17 alone, Pornhub got 28.5 billion visits. That's almost 1,000 visits a second, 78.1 million a day, and that's astronomically higher by now, as you well know. It's more than all the people in the United Kingdom. That number has since gone to 33.5 billion site visits and 42 billion site visits in 2019, and now it's over 2.85 trillion a month visits. In 2016, 91,980,225,000 videos were watched on Pornhub alone. And in 2018, 109,012,068,000. That's 14 videos watched per every single person on the entire planet. One site in 1 year. That's the equivalent of 665 centuries of content. One site, 1 year. One site, 1 year. It is a new drug. It is the new drug. They say, now this is from the website, Fight the New Drug. We don't share these statistics to scare anyone. We share it to shine light on the reality of popular and normalized it is. The numbers don't lie. And keep in mind that this was just one popular porn site stats. There are dozens more free porn tube sites with similar metrics likely. End quote. I like what Psalm says, Psalm 119, 18. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Psalm 101, verse 3. From the National Library of Medicine, Pornography Consumption, Mortality, and Function. It says this, the sample of adults in the United States was collected using Amazon Mechanical Turk and included a much wider age range, ages 18 to 73, than a typical pornography research. Using all modalities of pornography, 91.5% of the men and 61.2% of the women herein reported having consumed pornography in the last month. 91.5%, that was a broad range, it wasn't just Christians, 91 and 60. Part two of the ladies. A study done in 2008 93% of boys and 60% of girls have been exposed to pornography in their early adolescent years. The cost? From WebRoot, the cost is $16.9 billion annually, but the human toll is catastrophic. And two reports from Dr. Patrick Fagan, of psychologist and former Deputy Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary, two reports, one from the American Psychological Association and one by the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, says with the advent of the phone, making clear that digital revolution is being used by younger and younger children to dismantle the barriers that channel intimacy into the family. Pervasiveness. It was Mr. Damon Brown, author of Playboy's Greatest Covers, who said, "It seems so obvious. If we invent a machine, the first thing we're going to do is make a profit with it, and the second is to use it to watch porn." Pervasive. It's projected by virtual reality, VR porn should be a billion-dollar industry by 2025, and it's third behind only the virtual reality of video game market and NFL-related content. A $97 billion industry. Human trafficking is a $99 billion industry now. Purity. Back to the good news. Purity is something that exhibits purity, has been not tainted, but it's been something that's pure, without moral and physical taint. Fresh snow. Solid gold. Children. Isn't it amazing how the most cherished and cared for and sheltered person is a child, and yet the children of our day, my goodness, well, they're facing so much more than you and I faced. Are they not? They are. With the advent of all this has come, again, I've said it before, different times, in my era, you had to go out of your way to some very dark place in some bad, seedy part of town or something. You just don't go to that place to see this kind of stuff. Now, I can do it right here. In 5 seconds. I do have a thing. But if you don't have a protective, like Covenant Eyes on your computer, you need to get it. Protect you from things like that. It was just last week, August 26th. I don't know if you've ever even heard of the OnlyFans website. You ever heard of OnlyFans? I hope you haven't. But it was on Monday, they said, you know what we're going to do? They said that we are going to stop. They're not going to allow pornography or adult material on our website. That was on Monday. By Wednesday, from NPR, it says this, reversing a planned ban, OnlyFans will allow pornography on its site after all. It's interesting, and as Mueller says, he's so glad to use the word pornography because that is the issue. What we want to call it in the world today is adult entertainment. And listen to the statement. This is from OnlyFans only, or OnlyFans. We have secured assurances necessary. Now, the problem was this. The MasterCard, American Express, and Visa were hesitant to allow activities that involve such things, and we're getting complaints about it. How could we allow? And so they thought we shouldn't know that, but now they've convinced themselves, well, here's their answer. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community. Now, creator community is those who are involved in pornographic things, and have suspended the planned October 1 policy change. OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators. By the way, that's a lie. What about if it's a child abusing? I trust they would not provide it for that. The problem was not pornography. The problem was they were not going to be allowed to use the credit cards, and those creators, those who were involved in submitting the things, they weren't going to get paid, and they're going to be out of the business. That was the problem. It wasn't the problem of the immorality. It was the problem. They're going, all these people who are so counting on the business of OnlyFans that they were going to lose their jobs. Not that the smut they're promoting would change society. No. So we have seen capitulation. It's sort of like, and Mueller, tongue-in-cheek, says this, we accidentally did the right thing. We're going to reverse that. Don't worry. We'll never do the right thing again. We're going to apologize for ever having done the right thing, and we're going to thank you for making your voices heard. That's the companies today. From the website rankings, pervasiveness. Is pervasiveness, yes, FanHost says this, X Videos and Pornhub receive an average of 3.14 trillion and 2.85 trillion monthly visitors, respectively. That surpasses Amazon. $2.29 trillion, Netflix $2.21 trillion, and Reddit $1.34 trillion. So we have two websites for sure. There's actually three, I believe, that are getting more visitors per month than Amazon. Which is like, Amazon's like everywhere, permeates it. That's just two or three. Evidence suggests the traffic of adult entertainment websites has skyrocketed since the COVID-19 pandemic, as you well know. According to Pornhub Insights, I told you earlier, there is daily, they have 120 routine daily visitors every single day. It's gone up during pandemic by 5.7%. Porn traffic now, Pornhub traffic itself is up 23.1% higher than usual with the pandemic because people are at home. In the source Enough is Enough, a study analyzing videos from Pornhub X-Videos says, found that 97% of the targets of violence and aggression were women. 90% of teens today, 96% of young adults are either encouraging, accepting, or neutral when they talk about porn. 90% of teens, 96% of young people in today's world are either encouraging, accepting, or neutral when it comes to pornography. That's from CovenantEyes.com. Just Thinking Podcast, Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker. This was from April 13th, 2020. By the way, you should listen to it if you're interested. It's Just Thinking Podcast, April 13th, 2020. These two gentlemen, African-American gentlemen pastors, are spot on. He was typing in there, before we start, you know how sometimes in a podcast, this is a trigger warning, it's going to have some sensitive stuff in here. He's typing, this is our topic. One lady typed right back before they even started, thank you for addressing this topic. Porn destroyed my marriage. Sometimes it still hurts even to say that word. Now I'm vigilantly trying to protect my son from falling into the same fate. People don't understand how destructive porn is to the human mind. And another, a pastor, again, before they even started, typed in, as a pastor in the last 15 years of marital counseling, I have found that internet porn is the single greatest recurring issue I have ever dealt with. There's not even a second close. Close second. Pastor MacArthur tells a story of going to the hospital of a man dying who's 78. He said, sir, are you Christian? Yes. And the man who's 78 says, well, I've never had a victory over porn. 78 years old, on his deathbed. He said, but Pastor MacArthur, I've never had victory over pornography. And another, back to the podcast, another typed in, I hope many come to understand the ramifications of this sin in marriage. What are the ramifications? It is significant. 56% of American divorces involve one party having an obsessive interest in pornographic websites. 42 million worldwide websites with a total of 370 million pages of porn. Over 40 million Americans regularly visit porn sites. The average visit lasts 6 minutes 29 seconds. The porn industry's annual revenue is more than the NFL, NBA, MLB combined. It's more than the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC. 47% of families in America reported pornography is a problem in their home, and pornography use increases marital infidelity by more than 300%. 11 is the average age of a child exposed the first time to porn. 94% of children will see porn by the age 14. 70% of church youth pastors report that they have had at least one teen come to them for help in dealing with pornography in the last 12 months. 68% of church-going men and over 50% of pastors view porn on a regular basis. 68% of church-going men and over 50% of pastors view porn on a regular basis. Of young Christian adults, 18 to 24 years old, 76% actively search for porn. 9.59% of pastors said that married men in their congregation seek help from porn use. 33% of women aged 25 and under search for porn at least once a month. Only 13% of self-identified Christian women say they've never watched porn. Only 13% of self-identified Christian women say they've never watched porn. So that means 87% have. 55% of married men and 25% of married women say they watch porn at least once a month. 57% of pastors say porn addiction is the most damaging issue in their congregation. 69% says porn has adversely affected their church. I would say it should be 100%. What should we do? Well, there's going to be some help coming on in the later message. Let's go right to our text. I know we're just going to get started on this. But 1 Thessalonians, we're still there. Jotting down, this is our outline. Start with this. A will that is to be followed. I trust I don't need to do any more statistics to prove to you the pervasiveness of online pornography on your iPads, on your iPhones, Galaxies, whatever you have. A will is to be followed. It says in verse 3, now look at the source accepted. Back to our text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. This is the will of God. Now, for an explanation for, there are over 7,000 fours in Scripture, and lots of times it's for explanation. For, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Ye being plural, should abstain. Pause and ponder. It's sort of like, one man has said, it's like commanding officer Paul is issuing the commands to the, from the captain of the host. Listen, this is the will of God. There are some things that we just don't know about what God would have us to do. We pray about them. I tell you, this is not one. Physical intimacy between human beings, it is absolutely abundantly spelled out clearly in Scripture. It is what between one man and one woman married to each other. That's it. That's it. Period. Anything else is contrary and sin. Contrary to God's law. Whether it's one man and three women. Whether it's three women, one man. Whether it's two men, two women, three men, three women. Whether it's whatever. Nothing else works. And nothing else is marriage. We have a very prominent leaders in our country who say, this one prominent leader, well, this is my husband. No, you cannot be married as two men. You can have a partnership, have partners and be your significant other. Marriage is already taken. And the God of the universe has already defined it. One man, one woman for life. If it was so much on a level with, if homosexuality was the same as normal heterosexuality, you realize if everyone turned to this side, that in one generation we'd have no more people? If everybody, this lifestyle is just as good as that lifestyle, and we also all become this. Perish the thought. Then we have no more anybody. You talk about population going down. So that just, even nature itself tells you that it's wrong. Oh, but Pastor, now listen, people who are caught up in it are just as loved. God loves them too, and we are to love them too. We can hate sin. Yes, we are to love people. And people don't want to preach on this topic because you're going to say something about people who are caught up in other lifestyles. That's the way it goes. God's word shall stand. Whether I preach it or not, God's word stands. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. And so I'm not trying to offend people. I just want you to know this is what God's will is. The God's will for the Christian is we abstain from fornication. That typically refers to intimacy between people who aren't married. Adultery between two married people. Fornication between unmarried people. But the will of God. Now the will of God has two significations. One is the determination of God, His decree. The other is His desire. God's will be done. And His will for you is that you abstain from uncleanness and you live a holy lifestyle before the world. Mankind without God follows His desires of the flesh and the mind. So there is absolute necessity of a new spiritual birth. That's why we talk about in John, you must be born again. The need for lifelong disciplines, which is a learned experience. What is good? What is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God? Will of God simply means God's will is clearly revealed and needs no guessing work on this. You don't have to attend a seminar. You don't have to read a lot of books, books written by mankind. I can tell you, God's decree on this issue is not a lot of waffling. There's not a lot of wavering. Do you want to be holy? Yes, if you do, and you should, then you need to follow what God has said. His will be done. The will of God, literally from Dennis DeHaan says, a thing willed by God, His will being best ascertained in His word, the only place that He gives His will in absolute terms. There are many areas where we do not know the explicit will of God, but intimate physical behavior is not one of them. To please God is to do His will, and to do His will is the continual becoming holy in the area of morality. And a little poem, if you choose to do God's will and follow what is right, God will confirm to you His truth and give you greater light. The best way to know God's will is to say, I will to God. The motto of William Tyndale College is this, the will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And that should be it. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. That should be what does God want for us? I can tell you what He wants for you in this area. The source is accepted. We need to follow God's claim upon our lives. We are the temple of the living God. He owns us. He has bought us. He has made us. And so you and I, it behooves us. Matter of fact, we are commanded. You really have no choice. If you're going to be following God, you must be obedient to what God has said. This area of pornography, I tell you, man, we don't even want to admit, but either you are ferociously fighting against it. You're actively fighting, or you're passively losing. I don't think there's a lot of middle ground. Well, actively fighting. You're staying away from things. You're not reading those things. You're not looking at those things. That's called actively fighting. Passively losing is, wow. Well, you know, we're really not doing that, so I think it's okay. And before you know it, I'm not going to tell you all the details, but Hugh Hefner could not even have a normal relationship with women because of all the porn he had consumed. He could not even have a normal. He had to have other things. He could not even have a normal relationship with women. Pornography, there is not one good thing I will ever say about it. Not one. Not to be involved in your marriage. Don't bring it to your home and to your marriage. No way, Jose. Don't do it. We're called to holiness, not uncleanness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, such a difficult topic, but Lord, one that we need to hear and be reminded of. And Lord, there is help. Or perhaps some of our own men in our church have gotten caught up in this. Lord, there is hope in you. And there is help. There's some practical things that can be done. So Lord, give us wisdom. Help us, Lord, to seek your face. Help us, Lord, to be willing to admit if we struggle in this area. Lord, all of us, every single man, every single woman under the sound of my voice is either fighting it or you're losing it, losing the battle. Lord, help us to fight against this, fighting aggressively or losing casually. So help us not to do that. Lord, be with us as we think about this text, as we think about this subject. Help us, Lord, to be clean in all of our dealings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take your Bibles, hymn book in closing. 300, please. 300 in closing.